The Farm Bill's 1 year old this week. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. The Farm Bill was a big baby when it was born 1 year ago, 959 pages. And after only 1 year, with the help of thousands of Agriculture Department employees, the Farm Bill is almost able to walk on its own and is already making a big difference in farm country and elsewhere. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
I'm now going to sign this Farm Bill.
It was a year ago this week. President Obama signed the Farm Bill into law, setting in motion a frenzy of activity at the Agriculture Department to implement all of the programs in that bill.
It's been a very aggressive, very busy, very result-oriented effort here.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack telling reporters that thanks to dedicated USDA employees, it's the fastest Farm Bill implementation in recent memory.
I think it pushes back on the notion that government is not working. And in fact, I think this is a strong case to suggest that there are aspects of government that are working and working well.
The Farm Bill already working for producers like Michigan's Ben LaCrosse.
The Farm Bill has had a tremendous impact on my beloved cherry crop.
Which bad weather wiped out in 2012. The bill helped compensate him for the loss. Before the bill, cherries weren't even eligible for coverage. In Alabama, Edgar Pruitt, who's been farming only for 5 years, told us without the Farm Bill programs,
I'm absolutely convinced I would not be as far along in my fifth year as I am today.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And Secretary Vilsack told reporters that the so-called Farm Bill does affect all of us, not just farmers.
Whether it's local and regional food systems or research or record acres enrolled in conservation or our efforts to support over 1 million jobs in export and trade, there's an awful lot of activity, and all of it ultimately links back to this piece of legislation commonly referred to as a Farm Bill. But in my view, it's a Farm Bill, it's a jobs bill, it's a trade bill, it's an innovation bill, it's a conservation bill, it's an energy bill, it's an infrastructure bill. That's why this bill is important.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.